Big game up in South Bend tomorrow night, a 7:30 p.m. kick on NBC, or as I like to call it, the Notre Dame Sports Network. Florida State and Notre Dame, the number 3 Irish, they will host the Noles with a big question mark now. Yesterday morning, Ian Book was listed as out with a rib injury. And despite that, Florida State still comes in as an underdog, probably not as big as they were, but they've lost 4 games by at least 19 points this season. And this is a playoff elimination game for Notre Dame. I mean, really, they all are for the Irish. They get past the Noles. They got a win over Syracuse and USC. They do those things. They're in the Final Four, no questions asked. But, man, without your quarterback that's taking you there, ooh, there's got to be some anxiety in those Notre Dame football offices today.
I would think so. And you mentioned if Notre Dame wins out, they're in. I think even if those wins are not impressive, it'll be enough to get them in. Now, you talked about Ian Book. Before he was ruled out of the game, Florida State was an 18-point underdog. Immediately when that was announced, Notre Dame dropped to 16 in some places lower. And the big reason that the odds makers have the Noles such a big underdog, even with Ian Book out, is they've watched the Noles quit in games. I'm thinking maybe knocking iconic Notre Dame out of the playoffs, that's going to appeal to some of the Florida State players. But, Coach, I just haven't seen the fire from the Noles players.
Florida State, they've had no fire since they lost that lead to Miami. That just took a lot of steam out of this team. Willie Taggart, he's even called out some of the players over the past couple of weeks, and that tells me a few things. Number one, it says that some of the players, maybe not all of them, but some of the players on the team, they have quit, and they're sitting at 4-5 thinking, hey, we can't do anything else because it seems improbable, if not impossible, given the remaining schedule. For the Seminoles to finish 6-6 and get to a bowl. So that long streak's over with. We'll find out tomorrow night if Taggart has truly lost this team by the effort they give, how much fight they come out with. And on the Notre Dame side, of course, Ian Book, as we mentioned, is out. But Brian Kelly still has Brandon Wimbush, and he lost the starting job earlier in the season to Book. So this is a chance for redemption for him.
It is, and he didn't turn into a toxic figure in the locker room. He was still a good teammate, and now he gets his chance again. Sometimes when you have a top player go down, Coach, as you well know, the remaining teammates, they rally and it galvanizes a team. Now, as far as the point spread on this game, I'm not going to have a big play on the game. And despite FSU getting blown out the 4 times you referred to earlier, and I've also seen signs of apathy throughout the season, I'm going to have a small lean to Florida State here. And it's not that Florida State has done anything to impress me. In fact, they've been unimpressive. But it's the month of November. Notre Dame's without their starting quarterback, and this is a spot where they could play tight. And they haven't exactly blown out teams. They haven't blown teams off the field in South Bend. They beat the Irish beat Vandy by 5, Ball State by 8, and Pitt only by 5.